Test, 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 test. Ah, I don't know. Is my mic on? Is my mic on? I'm using my AirPods. Let me see.
Hello. Test. Someone said test. That must be true.
Oh, you guys are using both. Okay. Wait, oh, the stream is still going. No, it's not. How can you still be in the chatting if the stream is still going? Oh, one sec. Please go to. Let's meet at one. Right now we are separated. Schedule stream chats. Which is this one? Can I raid? No, the stream's already over. Okay. You've never left. I don't think that's how it. Okay, I am here. Twitter space. Hello. Awesome. Okay, I wanna. Is the audio coming from my phone? Blah 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 blah. Okay, I'm gonna put the phone to my mouth and then I'm gonna put it away. Blah 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 blah. Oh, is it? Oh, was it? Oh, is it? Oh, is it the? Oh, is it the headset? What is better audio? It's like I can hear her. Audio's fine. Do I have my crazy lisp? The crazy. Your schedule's a bit behind. No, I mean technically I was about to play Shadowverse Worlds Beyond just now, so audio's fine. Sounds the same, so not the phone. Okay, awesome. Well, welcome in, everyone. Thank you very much for coming to my crash out space. Today, we crash out as I crash out. I'm gonna walk while talking because I'm so mad. Let me close the window so I don't bother the stupid fucking ass. Dumbass, stupid ass. Dumbass, stupid. Stupid. So, as you see, as you can see, as you can tell, I was gonna do a stream, but it didn't work out. I am a phone walker, so when I'm on the phone, which this basically is, if you think about it, I walk all over the place. Or when I'm thinking, I walk. Or when I do anything, I walk. Because if I don't walk, well, I don't, well, I when I work, I don't walk. Then I'm sitting because I have to be on the desktop. But usually, if I'm on the phone, I walk because I'm thinking and it makes me help think. And today, I was out and about all day going to stupid apartments that suck. And then I was like, okay, how much time do I have? Ooh, okay, if I'm back at the apartment by 7:30, I'll have 1.5 hours. I also had my laptop with me the other day because I didn't sleep here last night. And then I let me put this to the side. And then I was gonna actually, the waiting music in the Twitter space relaxed me, and now I'm angry again. And then the other day I had the laptop, so I had a lot of issues with E33 last time, right? So I was like, why? What's going on? What's happening? And I think what I noticed was that there was like a weird delay between the audio and the keyboard input, but my keyboard had broken very recently, only the space bar, but only the left side of the space bar. So I was like, oh, okay, maybe it's the keyboard. I also use a switch input, which I've used forever, by the way. It's never had any issues. I use a switch input between my two PCs because when it's connected to both PCs, I can switch between it. And I have two keyboards, but one is like kind of shitty. Just, you know, I just use it for streaming and controlling OBS. And the other one is my good gaming, good keyboard. But it's okay because I ordered a new keyboard, the same variety, but with different switches. I love these switches. They're amazing. I'm really happy with them. Anyways, so I tested that. And then I tested the laptop on its own because I was like, okay, this laptop's pretty good. Like, it's a really good gaming laptop, like one of the best things I've ever bought. So I was like, why is it struggling with this game? So I tested the game profusely, 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 profusely on its own again, and it was working fine. And then I connected the keyboard because I was like, what if there's some weird keyboard delay? And it was working fine. The audio was working fine. It was doing the Was not doing the wrong weird stuttering that I did the other day. So then I come here at like 7:40 because obviously there was stupid traffic, so I'm a little bit late. And I come here and I'm like, oh, everything's fine. I have so much time. So I set up all the stupid cables again because there's like a million HDMI cables. So I set it up. It's fine. And I set up the capture card and everything's fine. And then I start playing the game. And then I notice, okay, there's still weird input delay. It's like, it's not working. So I changed the settings I changed the stuff to lower resolution, not resolution, lower quality. But then it like starts frame dropping like crazy. And then even if it was working on the laptop, the capture card wasn't capturing it properly. I thought it was cutting off. And then I was figuring out, okay, I got this. I can just use the audio from the TV screen, like from the screen, instead of using it from the laptop, which was working. So everything was working. Everything was working. And then the capture card stopped working. So I think my theory is, okay, I have three theories. A, I am cursed. B, my second theory is, now hear me out, guys. My second theory is, for some reason, there's too many devices, and either the streaming computer that I have been using is the same computer I've been using for like 4 months now at home, so it works, right? Like, I also used a very similar setup in Japan, and that worked as well. So it's not the hardware that's really the issue, but it might be the screen, or I did the capture card. Maybe the capture card is broken. Maybe it's the capture card, or the screen, or the USB switch, or it's just too many things that are connected to the laptop, and the laptop's like, I can't, literally, that's too much. I'm too full. Too many USB cables, something like that. And then my third theory is that, theory C is that I'm cursed. I'm gonna lay down on the floor. And I'm very sorry because I really wanted to stream. And I was even thinking to myself, oh, am I gonna cancel? But maybe I should, maybe it's just not meant to be. But then I thought, oh, you know what? I've been playing Shadowverse every time I'm in the train. Might as well play Shadowverse. And now I think my internet died. I don't know. Like, when I test it, it goes between being like, yeah, we have 100 megabytes, trust us. And then it goes down, and then it's like, no, I don't believe you. So I don't know. Anyways, I apologize for the crash out. I might delete this Twitter space afterwards. I'll think about it. Now I'm sitting, laying on my belly. Yeah, okay, I'm fine. But other than that, I had really good food today. Is that a spider? Ugh. That is a spider in the corner. It's fine. I don't mind. It's okay. It just needs to live. It just wants to be free. Just like me. And then, what else? I spent one night at my parents. That was nice. They're sweet. But also I had a bunch of meetings and they're like, they're like, oh, so why don't you stay at our place for like many days? And I'm like, I can't. I literally can't. I got work to do. I got things to do. I got places to be. And they're like, yeah, but we have a couch and we have an extra bed and you can sleep there. We won't bother you. And they're very sweet because in their eyes, I think they think as long as they, I don't know, because they know that I'm working right now. Like usually when I was with them, it's like vacation, right? So then we can do whatever. But they're very nice, they're very sweet, they're very cute. I got places to be. I got a whole world to see, it's true. And then, yeah, I've been going to doctors. It's been experiences after experiences, beautiful and wonderful and negative and positive, both. And I've seen, I did spend one afternoon with my parents and we went to Christmas markets. I love Christmas markets. I could go to Christmas markets every day. You just give me some of the Christmas market snacks. My favorite Christmas market snacks are as follows. There's three German Christmas market snacks. I mean, you can probably find these in other places as well. Number one, actually, I don't know which order. I really like hot, like maroons. So they're like baked or something, fried in fire, I don't know, burned, and then they cut them open, and then they're hot, and they put them in paper bags, and then you peel it, and then you burn yourself on it at least 5 times, and then you eat them, and they're delicious. And then I also like Reibekuchen, which is kind of like hash browns, but not really. They're kind of like hash brownie potato pancakes, and you usually have them with apple mousse, which is delicious. And then I also like, which I have here, a bag actually of. They're called like burnt almonds, but they're actually like just almonds, and then they put around a sugary coat, and then they caramelize it, and it's really hard, but it's yummy. Also, although this package I bought, they're kind of too hard. Like it's almost like every time you put it in your mouth, you're a little bit worried you might break your tooth. I'm gonna eat one now. Crunchy. Hope I'm not smudging into your ear. I need water. Where's my water? Oh, here. So yeah, I had a lot of nice snacks, and I really like winter and Christmas and what else? What else did I do? Crashed out multiple times. I don't know. It's just so frustrating. Because I want things to work. But when you're traveling, I can't. There's no real solution. I have like some friends that I can stay at, and I can like borrow their setup for a day or two. But I can't stay there for like weeks. You know, that's kind of weird. It's kind of rude. Me screaming in the middle of the night. They're like, "Oh, I have to go get up tomorrow at 7 a.m." And yeah, I don't really feel comfortable. With like because there's like noise and stuff, so I can't stay at my parents, so I can't really stay anywhere for too long, so I can't really get a proper 100% setup. So I was really banking on this working, and I mean it worked kind of some of the days. I think when I just started work, but that was with a different screen. Maybe the screen is the problem. I don't know. When did I start E33? Maybe the screen is the problem. I bought this like no-name garbage freaking screen physically from a store. Maybe I should send it back. And when I say send it back, I mean walk there and give it back. I don't want this. Give me back my money. It was really cheap. Maybe I shouldn't have skimped out on the screen. But I'm not gonna take the screen with me, so it felt like a waste investing a lot of money. Okay. I'm an adult. I got this. But yeah, so I feel bad. But I hope everyone's been doing well. I'll try fixing things if I can. It's Christmas soon, so that's nice. And I like. Oh yeah, we're doing the what's it called? Video game award watch along tonight. Hopefully my stuff will work until then. Well, I don't really need much. I just need to be there. Worst case, I'm a PNG. And I'll just be on call with my phone. Just a week away. Yeah, CC stands for cucumber. Cucumber. Any special plans for Christmas? I'm gonna eat a lot of food, I think. So much food. And, yeah. So the rest of the week, tonight is the thingy, and then Saturday. Oh my God, what if my setup doesn't work for Saturday? I'll figure something out. And then Sunday is a regular stream. I'll just play Shadow Verse. The reason I was gonna play Shadow Verse is it's because it's installed on my main PC. And it's not as heavy as like most other games, so I could just run it while running OBS. But you know, I guess the world hates everything and specifically me right now. What is that? I just saw something on the floor. Do you believe in the E33 sweep? I mean, what other games? What other games came out this year? Let me see.
What games came out in 2025?
My answer is yes. I do believe in the E33 sweep. Wilds. Okay. I mean, Wilds was pretty good. Silk Song was nice. Night Rain. There were barely any, like, huge releases this year. Which is weird. I don't know why. At least no, like, new games. Maybe, like, remakes and stuff, but that's crazy. That's not that many. What about 2024? Maybe that's just how it is these days. Maybe there's just not that many big releases in general. Which makes sense. But there's a lot of indie games that come out each year. And some of them are crazy good. And sweep the floor. I wonder what the what's it called? The categories are. Game Awards nominees 2025. Nominees. Join the live event. No, I'm wanting to see the nominees. More ways to. No, show me the more nominees. Where are the nominees? Where? Nominees. All Game of the Year. Oh, it's just not Game of the Year nominees. We don't see the nominees yet. Except dollars. December 11th. I mean, what's gonna win GOTY? I think it's gonna be. I just think there's a recency bias. It's gonna be E33. Well, Silk Song's also really good. I do wonder. Well, anyways, that's going to happen very soon. So hopefully, you're looking forward to that. I'm gonna be on Meepo stream, which is with Bay and Callie. And yeah, other than that, I've been having this thought in my head, and it's an evil thought, and I haven't decided if I'm gonna go for it. But I've thought to myself since I started here, I haven't really ever, well, I mean, I did upgrade my PC, which was like a huge investment, I guess, but I have never gotten like something, you know, for myself. So I was thinking, I've been having this evil thought. It's manifested into my head. It's like buried itself deep into my head. And I was thinking of buying a Vita. It's seen better days. It's struggling a little bit. So I've been thinking about that. And I'm going to be traveling to a city soon that is where my original violin maker is. So then I could go there and check it out. But I don't know because, like, I don't play it that much, so it's not really worth it. But if everything goes well and I fix me hands and I could play again, a little more again, I don't know. But it's a little bit of this, like, I feel bad. But I don't know. It's like I don't have like a car or anything like that. Oh my god, a purple car. My parents have this garbage car that they bought many years ago. And every year it breaks. And then they bring it to the repair shop. And then they repair it. And the money that they've spent on repairing this stupid ass car at this point is like more money than it probably costs to begin with. Right? And I'm like, just, you gotta get a new car. They can still get a used car. They would never get a new car. I don't think getting a new car makes any sense. Even though I don't have a lot of knowledge about cars, I think it makes no sense because it loses, the moment you sit in it, it loses like 60% of its value. Anyways, and they don't need much, right? They want a small little stupid car. And then I went to dealerships with them because they're worried about buying it privately, which makes sense. You know, they're old people and blah blah. So then we go to the dealerships, and then they're like, okay, let's look around. And I'm like, no, you go to the salesman and then you talk to them and then you tell them exactly what you want, and then they give you something or they try selling you a car. And they're like, yeah, but we don't know what you want. Exactly. That's why you have to go to the salesman. So what they made me do is they waited, they w went there, and then they stood outside, and then they made me go inside and talk to all the people. And then the salesman was like, oh, is it car for you? And I'm like, no, it's for my parents. No, it's oh, you want that car? No, I don't even have a driver's license, okay. And they finally found a car, and then they, well, not they didn't find a car, but they found one that was interesting to them. You know, it was the right price class and everything. And then the salesman is like, oh, you want to do it to my mom because she drives mostly. And then he's like, do you want to do a test drive? And she's like, no, it's okay. No, I don't have to. And I'm like, if you want to try cars, you're gonna have to try cars. And she keeps going, no, okay, yeah. And then my dad says, no, you don't have to drive the car. No, yes, you have to drive the car. Even if you don't end up actually buying it, you have to try the car. Otherwise, you can't make a decision. And then it went so far that we like sat in the car with the salesman, and my dad didn't even sit in the stupid car. And then they went on a drive for 10 minutes, and my dad was just standing on his own in the cold, confused what was happening. So they trigger me so much. Oh my God, I love them very dearly. They're very sweet, but oh my God, it's like children. It's like two old children at this point. He was just standing Manny Moji in the corner. They're so, I don't understand. I mean, I don't know. It's I obviously I know that some people are afraid of talking to sales personnel, and I also know that some sales personnel can be kind of rude, you know, or dismissive, especially when, I don't know, when you're old. I don't know. It's hard for me to judge, right? And I don't think it's wrong to be shy, but they're not shy. They're just like, they really want a new car, but they don't really want to go through the hassle of looking for a new car. They want to magically get a new car, right? But they don't know what car. They don't know what brand. They don't know anything. All they know is it should be kind of small. They don't even know if they want an automatic or a normal car. They're like, oh, well, it would be nice if it was automatic, but it doesn't have to be automatic. And my mother's like, oh, well, maybe it could be automatic. And then I say, but I thought you don't like automatic. Yeah, well, I don't know. I've never driven automatic. Yeah, okay. What do you want me to do about it? Well, then the car that they tested, they my dad was outside, and then they drove, you know, around. And then when we came back, and then afterwards when we were walking back, he says, no, that car was really loud. I don't think that's a good car. And I'm like, what are you basing that off of? Literally. What do you mean really loud? It has a motor. Of course it's gonna be loud. It's crazy. Indecision runs in the family. They're on a completely different level. They're like the type of people, my parents are the type of people that will not fix anything, even like for, I don't know how long. My brother and I, we bickered and fought. We get along fine, and we got along fine even then, but we fought a lot when we were children. We fought a lot, and we would break things even after children, like into too long to be proud of. We would still physically fight, and we broke like doors and stuff. And so there was one door that just didn't close. And then they kept going, oh, we should fix it. We should fix it. We should fix it. Yeah, we'll do it. We'll do it. And it took them like, I don't know, 8 years to finally go. And it's not even a money thing, because I mean, I a little bit, I guess they are very frugal, but it's like it wasn't in this case, right? It was not a very expensive, like it's fine, it's easy to fix. It's an easy fix. It wasn't the hinge part of the door, like the outside part of the door. It was just the door itself. Oh my God. Or they said, oh, we have to fix our kitchen. We're gonna renovate our kitchen. And it took them like also 5 years to finally renovate their kitchen. I just and it's been so long with this car. And then when I saw them the other day, I've been seeing them like in between here and there. And then I asked them, they said, oh, we don't have a car right now. And I said, oh, what happened? It broke down. And I said, oh, okay, so you're gonna get a new car? Yeah, no, we brought it to the car repair shop. And I'm like, no, you have to let go. Stop investing money into this broken down dumbass car. And the thing is, like, they hate that car, right? They hate the way it drives. They hate it. It's a very common car from the early, I don't know that much about cars, but I know every single person I've ever talked to that has had that stupid car has complained about that car. Like, it breaks and it dies and it sucks. People are starting to do New Year's explosive thingies. That old boy still got life in him. I just don't know. I don't know why they still have it. It's like this. It's this. If it ain't broken, don't fix it. But it goes to, if it's broken, fix it, and then keep it forever until it's broken again, and then fix it. It's just so bad. Yeah, so they've been going through that, and I'm trying to help, because I don't know. They're just, we get along pretty well, but I get rage baited like crazy, and I like them a lot, but we don't spend that much time together. Because I get rage baited very easily. And I mean, nowadays I've been pretty busy. And I don't live super close to them, so I can't just visit them like here and there easily. But maybe I should. I don't know. I tried. And now obviously they really liked that car and they were positive about it. And then my mom Googled negative things about car XYZ. And then she got a bunch of negativity. Obviously. If you Google that. And then she starts going, well, a lot of people online say that this car makes this issue and this issue. No, I don't think we should get that car. No, I think it's actually really bad. Oh, it's so bad. No, we shouldn't get that. Yeah. Yeah. It was bound to happen. Yeah. It's okay. I just have to push, I guess. Because they're so miserable. Because usually my mom, because of the car, not in general, because usually my mother, she takes the car to work, and now she has to depend on the Deutsche Bahn, and the Deutsche Bahn is the most vile, evil thing in the world. And every day she complains, oh, I had to wait. There was 20, 30-minute delay. Oh, I hate this. I wish I had a car. But then they haven't. The car broke down 3 weeks ago. And they didn't go to a car dealership a single time until I dragged them to one. It's like, obviously you're not gonna get a new car if you don't go to the car shop. Okay. Oh my God. Yeah. They're sweet people. They're so. They rage bait me specifically all the time. Oh my God. Yeah. Let me see, is my battery fine? Yeah, my battery's fine. Yeah, I mean, you might think I'm bad at like making decisions, but they're 10 million times worse. I don't know. I feel bad because I want to be more present for them and, help them. I do think it's hard for old people in we live in a society. We literally live in a society. I think it's hard for old people to like stay up to date with technology and everything. And I mean, they're doing fine. They're using phones, they're using the internet. My automaton papa, he like looks up recipes online and then he cooks them, and it's like, whoa, technology is crazy. But I think it's very hard to navigate because the last time they bought a car, I do think there's been a huge shift as somewhat hashtag as someone who's worked a lot in retail. I think there's been a huge shift, obviously because of online shopping, where retail, a lot of retail, I don't know how it is in other countries, but at least in Germany, a lot of staff don't really like, they don't really care anymore. You know, it's like, oh, you come to the store, you're just gonna look at it and then you're gonna buy it online anyways. And I think the it's not I in Germany it's never been this like, oh, the customer is king. You if the customer's annoying, he's not they're not king. But you know, you still want to sell a product. And nowadays, because it has changed a lot, I don't think I don't know I feel like old people kind of struggle sometimes, unless they're very tech savvy. But if they don't have a job that has to do with tech, you know, if they do like physical labor or something like that, then it can be kind of hard. And then the customer service isn't as personal. It's those type of things, you know, where I think my parents struggle a bit because back then, the last time they bought a car was really long ago. And I think they like, there was this incentive, you know, which happens sometimes. And you know, oh, we buy this car and then you get this new car. I think it was new, the car they got actually. I don't remember. I think I was too little. And then now they look up, they try looking it up online, and then obviously you can find things, but it's really hard to differentiate, okay, what's private, what's like a natural store where you can go to. And yeah, I think they struggle because they kind of they're not with the times as much. No, they're not retired, not both of them, but they're still I mean, my mom's also literally German isn't her first language, so it's also hard, obviously. But I don't know. I've tried to help, well, sometimes, at least in this case, I tried. Well, I will keep trying. I will force them. I will force them to buy a car. And I'm hope it will work, but I would wish for them to like manage these things on their own, which, you know, would be healthier. And I think my ultimatum brother usually helps out with things because he lives next to them, or not next to them, but very close to them. But he's been busy, busy, busy because he got a job, a new job. Wow. Give them a car? No, they would kill me. They're the type of people like if you try paying for something at the restaurant, it's like a struggle. You know, it's like a fight almost. You have to either be sneaky about it, or you have to, I don't know, fight. Even if it's just fast food, a 10 euro. No, save your money. No, you need it. No, I'm like, no, typical parents. I wasn't even thinking about it, you know. Not but I think it's a bit I don't think I mean it really depends on the person, but for my per pe my parents, I think they would feel, what's the word? Oh my God. Not belittled, but oh my God. Not pay patronized, patronized. Office to pay gets disowned. Also, I wouldn't want to ever buy something like that, which is pretty expensive, if I'm not 100% sure if that specific model is what they want. But since they don't even know what they want, it's not like I could like do it anyways. I think it's patronized. She shared the gift. No. They're very, very stingy. Well, not stingy, but they're very safe and scared of money things. So I think they would kill me. And that's a difference between getting someone a gift and paying for something that they need and are planning to buying, you know? Like, let's say I buy them a, well, we buy them a holiday, like, my ultimatum brother and I, and it's like a trip or something. That's a present, but a car, I think that's a bit much for them. I don't think they would handle it very well. But my gift can be my presence in carrying them to the shop and forcing them to try out cars. Hopefully it'll be okay.
Yeah. No, I mean, I like my parents. They're very sweet, but they rage bait me personally. And
I think I get too easily triggered, and then I don't, I think when I was a smaller automaton, I'm gonna delete this space, by the way, this is way too, this is way too personal. Anyways, I think back then was what I did, we had, you know, I was a bit of a trouble kid, like not in a criminal way, but in a, you know, oh my god, it's like, you know that video from, what is it called, Riverdale, where Jughead goes, I don't fit in, I'm weird, I'm not normal, I don't fit in, have you ever seen me with this stupid hat on? No, right? No, but I was a bit of a troublesome kid, and so we had some issues, but since I moved out, it's been really good, and it's been healthy, and it's been communicative, and it's been nice. But when I spend a lot of time, like, sitting, when we sit on top of each other for too long, then old patterns resurface, and then I get triggered. I'm calm nowadays, and I'm like, okay, it's just how it is, but it makes me not wanna, like, yeah, I don't know, not, you know. I can love them and still see faults, I think, in my opinion. Yeah, I was a bit of a brat. No, I was not like in that sense. Didn't fit in, but he got ready for himself. Did he? Good for him. Yeah. Anyways, they're not getting like stupid car. So, it's also kind of scary though, because I have so little knowledge of cars. You know, most other things I think you can kind of look up online. And even then, my setup broke on me, so what do I know? But with cars, I feel like when I try looking into it for them, it does fall into this, oh, this is wrong with this car, and this is wrong with this car. Unless you spend a bunch of money, obviously. If you buy a car for bajillion dollars, then it's fine. But if you try getting something kind of, you know, affordable, then it's I don't know, I have no idea of, I have no knowledge, of course. And then they'll ask me things, and they're like, do you think this is an FPS? And I'm like, I don't even know what that means. Oh, my headset. Oh my god, sorry, my AirPod fell down. I hope that wasn't too loud.
Yep, so that happens. I
just don't really know. I don't really know. Yeah, I'm okay. It's just a headset, so. So it's not like I can confidently, you know, there's also this fear of, okay, what if I force them to buy this car? I force them to get over their decision paralysis, and then they hate their car, and then it breaks in a year, and then, you know, they're sad forever, and then they put it to the, they get back into this loop of fixing their car once a year.
Okay, well, that's my crash out about cars. Thank you again for cheering me on. I did see the chat while I was trying to fix things, and it warmed my heart, my unbeating life was hard to see you guys cheering for me. I don't really know what to do. If I should, I don't know. If I don't really know if I can fix it. And also it is kind of a hassle. And it is causing me some distress. But I think maybe I can try getting a different screen. Yeah, we'll see. Or maybe I can get a portable Wi-Fi box or whatever it's called. I'll keep you updated for y'all. I'll take a nap, I think. Maybe I'll get some food. They also gave me so much food. I'm like, no, I don't need that. Oh, do you want this? No, it's okay. Do you want this? No. And then my mom snuck it all into my bag. And I'm like, no, I don't need. Eat this. Okay. But that's fine. That is complaining about niceties. I'll eat it. I'll eat it. I'm glad when I don't have to buy takeout or anything like that. So, yeah, what did they give me? She put some food instead of, I think, in like a Tupper box. She put it into an old ice cream container. I think because she doesn't trust me to give her back her Tupper boxes. And then she's like, "You never give me back my boxes." She's an ice cream container. Oh, okay. Oh, some cereal in a bag? Okay. A small carton of milk? Wow. It's like, there's a grocery store right around the corner. I could have bought some cereal myself. But it's sweet. It's sweet. That is sweet. What else could you give me? Oh, hell yeah. Some bagged soup. Ooh. But like the powder kind, when you put water, you boil water. Well, yeah. Is it at least good cereal? Yeah, it's one of my favorite cinnamon toast crunch. Cereal and soup. Heck yeah, it's food. Yeah, I'll eat it. I'll like happily eat it. Also, I've been reading a book in trains and buses and stuff, which has been nice. Hopefully it's good. Let me see, what page am I on? I'm only a cool two-fifths in. No, two a quarter, a little bit over a quarter, so it can still go downhill from here. The other day I started a book and I actually dropped it, and I don't drop books very often. I'm gonna, especially on short ones, like under 600, 500 pages. I don't usually drop them, but this one was so bad I have to drop it. I think I talked about it already, the stupid werewolf one. Okay, well, anyways, thank you very much for listening to me crash out. I will ponder in the next. And if I do delete it, I'm sorry. Well, I guess you won't hear that. But if I don't delete it, well, hello, Twitter Space VOD listeners. And thank you the most for listening. To me, crash out and rant and walk in a circle. I feel a bit better. I'm fine. It's fine. It's just frustrating. Oh, so annoying. I hate when tech doesn't work. Oh my God. But it's okay. I'll eat the rest of my caramelized almonds. Mini, maybe I'll have some. Some orange juice that I bought, and then I will see you in like in 2 hours, I think. Yeah. Thank you very much. Bye bye, everyone, and I'll see you soon. Au revoir. Ciao. Annyeonghaseyo. No, is that hello or is it goodbye? It's bye, right? About both of them, right? What other language can I say bye? Gracias. Keep bye. How do I end this? This one. Bye. End space. Yes.